Here is every method for streaming from a PC or Mac to TikTok Live. And we'll start with how to unlock this Stream Key page, which will let you use things like OBS, Streamlabs, or Meld Studio. Well, these are unlocked by joining free-to-join creator networks, aka agencies. I have a list of agencies that I have verified to provide a high level of service. And this list will be both on screen and in my bio and in the description. If you are using OBS with your Stream Key, then I highly recommend you download Atom Vertical. I will also link that. This will give you both a landscape and a vertical canvas inside OBS. And if you're multi-streaming on OBS, I highly recommend you download Atom Multistream as well. Both of those plugins are free. If you want to use your Stream Key with a different piece of software, then I would recommend Meld Studio. It is a little bit easier to set up for some people, and you don't really need to install any plugins. And my third suggestion for using your Stream Key would be to download Streamlabs Desktop. This can be especially useful if you're looking to get some overlays for your live stream. And once again, the setup process can feel a little bit easier compared to OBS. Both OBS, including Atom, Meld, and Streamlabs, they all work on both PC and Mac. Our next method to stream from a PC or Mac on TikTok Live is using TikTok Live Studio. Now, yes, I mentioned Macs, but to start with for Windows, you just head to the website to download it. And if you don't have access, I call this the Falcon application. You just visit this webpage, I'll put it on screen and in the description. And you can apply to get access to Live Studio. I'll put my longer guide for Live Studio in the description as well. But what if you are on a Mac? Well, they've actually just started beta testing the Mac version of TikTok Live Studio. So depending on when you're watching this, if you're watching before August the 1st, you can just apply to beta test. Or if you're watching afterwards, hopefully they've released it to everyone, in which case you would just head to the Live Studio website to download it. If you're struggling to get access via the application page, via the Falcon application, then instead you can once again get access via a free-to-join agency, aka a creator network. And once again, I'll put my verified list of networks on screen and in the description. They can help you get both a Stream Key and access to Live Studio. Now, speaking of applying for access, earlier on we mentioned Streamlabs. You can use a Stream Key with Streamlabs, but there's another way to unlock Streamlabs desktop streaming, again for both PC and Mac, and that is just via the Streamlabs application. Once again, I'll put this on screen and in the description as well. And if you are using Streamlabs, I highly recommend the dual output mode. That will give you both a landscape and a vertical canvas. Our next streaming option is browser-based streaming. Again, this works on PC or Mac, or actually any device. It can work on Android, iPhone, tablets as well. I'll put my longer restream guide in the description as well, but basically all you gotta do is find the button to add your channel and click on TikTok Live, and there is a built-in TikTok Live integration into Restream, and nearly anyone can get access through Restream. There's also an OBS plugin for Restream, so you can combine Restream and OBS. And you can also use custom RTMP, although it's on the paid plan, if you wanna just use your TikTok Live Stream Key instead. And I'll put on screen my discount link for Restream as well. If you are using a paid plan, that's an affiliate link which supports my work. Now, we mentioned earlier OBS plugins, and we talked about Atom Vertical and Atom Multistream. Those are my recommended plugins. You combine them with a Stream Key and you get two canvases on OBS as well as multi-streaming capabilities. But there is an alternative option if you prefer, which is the Stream Elements SE Live plugin. And the main advantage of this plugin is that you don't need a Stream Key. Instead, once you've installed the plugin, you click a few buttons to add TikTok Live. Personally, I find the SE Live plugin a bit more clunky. I think the Atom Vertical and Atom Multi plugins are way more clean. So I would recommend for OBS, get yourself a Stream Key from my verified list of networks and then use Atom Vertical and Atom Multi. But if you prefer and if you don't want a Stream Key, then my second choice for OBS and TikTok Live would be the SE Live Stream Elements multi-streaming plugin. If you're not looking to join an agency and you still want to use OBS or just get a Stream Key, then this GitHub page exists, which uses the Streamlabs API to generate your Stream Key. However, I don't recommend this. I'm sharing it because I'm sharing all of the options, but this might be a violation of the TikTok Terms of Service. And finally, as a last method, there is an option inside your app. You press the plus button, you scroll to live, it says mobile gaming. What this basically does is screen shares your mobile phone's screen. So what you could do is you could go live on Twitch, Kick, YouTube, basically any other platform. and then you could screen share the Twitch Kick or YouTube app, which means you're now effectively live on TikTok Live via another streaming platform. That's just a backup if you really don't want to use any of those other methods. But in 2025, I would highly recommend go back through the video and pick one of the other methods. And I also highly recommend for any PC or Mac live streamer that you set up customized alerts. And for that, my chosen platform is Tigfinity. And I'll put my full guide on the screen now.